RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
And welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Great to have you, man. Hey, get that chopping done. Get that chopping done. I know the loser guys because I saw them last year. Last year, whatever it was, Christmas Eve at the end of the day.
That's me, Joe. You're
at the
loser
end of the
guys.
Day.
Is that what you're saying?
So I went into one of those little stores next to that has cards. It had cards, and I go, man. And when you're desperate, you go for one of those $5 cards, Hallmark cards. And I was looking for that. I love you. You're the only one. And it's something I would, it's just not me, but it sounded really, really good. I just read away. I only had to read it once. Like, wow, this is good.
Well, you got to get the
and sign
blank,
your
you
name.
You got to get the blank card and handwrite it.
Yeah, but so again, Dave, that's where you are you going to? You want to do one for me? You're like one of the best writers in sports.
You got to do.
Everybody raves about how your writing skills. You'd be great at a card.
Look, I remember.
I know it's not sports.
I remember doing this book with Dan Marino, and it came to the part about Claire, and he goes, "Can you write something really good?" And I go, "No, this is where you got to take over."
By the way, he's not in town. That's very funny. Yeah. By the way, I know he doesn't have a romantic bone in his body.
And he did, and oh no, yeah, and he did. He it sounded really good when he did it. I'm serious.
What?
So he does have a romantic.
There's
bone
no
in his
way.
Body. It. He was very. It was.
Honey,
very
we've
good.
Been through a lot, and you know we're still together. Or let me get out of here. Let me tell you, the guys in my life. I'm trying to think. So Nat. That's. Softened up a little bit, but he's still old school. He's not going to be with Pat real romantic. Jimmy, I know he's not romantic at all.
What about Bo?
No, hell no. Sweet Mary's out there. No, no way. He got to write the card and sign his name too. Put Bo at the end of it there. Love you, Bo.
Maybe you just take a picture of the Hallmark writing and you just copy it and with your own handwriting.
Anyway, it was all the guys doing the last second. Like I didn't do quite enough, and so they go in.
Wait, what were you in there for, Joe?
Same thing. I was getting the
car. All right, okay.
And I was amazed at how many guys and the guys were fighting over on their way home. You know, guys that have to work on Christmas Eve, fighting to get that last card and get it home.
I might be there this year. I'm in trouble.
Now you'll think
it's like the 2-minute hurry up offense. Now I need to. You know,
if you didn't have anything, would she be upset if you just listen? I love you to death. I just couldn't find
on the list of disappointments that she's had with me. That would rank down there. Yeah, it wouldn't make the top 10 if I don't have a present. No, there are bigger things.
I was thinking last night some of the dumbass things I've done in marriage, and the list. I was just telling you the list was just. Like things at the time I thought were either funny or would work, and they don't work. It was not a good idea. Not good at all. Hey, so I'll tell you what is trying to figure out, man. We got two games left. I know one thing. The Miami Dolphins are working their way to practice today. Schedule's a little different here because of Christmas coming up. If Mike's going to keep this job, and maybe they've already made up their mind, I don't know, but you can't get blown out in these games. They've been blown out the last two games due to a terrible third quarter, and I know Mike said, we're going to take care of it. I'm going to figure this. I'm going to get to the bottom of this thing at halftime. What the hell's going on when we go back out on the field? They look so bad, and I mean awful, the last two games. And the game's over. By the way, they go from close games. It's head-scratching. We go from close games at half, down a couple of points, and we get blown out in the fourth quarter. The game's over. The game's over. What was it? 28-3 and 38-14, early fourth quarter. And the games are over. And Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow, obviously, but... And so you got Tampa coming to town, and they're playing for everything. They are playing, and they're not
playing well, but no, they're playing for everything.
They're whatever they have. You know, anybody can line up, man. We're going to beat Carolina in this thing. Of course, in the NFC South, Carolina's 8-7, Tampa Bay 7-8, after a great start to the year, and they just can't win close games. They've been bad, and then the last game of the year, not going to be easy. Now, I don't know where New England's going to be. I don't know if they have a chance to be a number one seed or going to come in at two. Is Buffalo going to be right there so they have to play it out?
But I don't think Vrabel's the one who will sit on – he'll rest his starters. I mean, they're already going to get a bye week, I assume, right now. And
well, the Broncos are a number one seed right now.
Yes, but the number two team gets a bye too, so –
isn't it just the one seed now? I think it's
only just the one seed
just
now.
Just the one seed.
Okay.
It's
okay.
One now. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that you're giving out the old school.
I'm like, I got to catch up with some of my.
So they added. They added the seventh team.
Yeah.
They got three teams
for
the
right.
playoffs, which right now would be the Chargers, the Bills, and the Texans. Texans are 11-4, and they're a six seed. That's how good the AFC has been with their record. Texans 10-5. Who, by the way, haven't lost a game in
See,
forever.
This is the compounded problem for the Dolphins. All the teams that are jumping over them this season, the Patriots in the AFC. Now you're really looking up at the Patriots and the Bills, who are both those of Bills with Josh Allen. The Patriots are figuring things out.
Well, they got Drake May.
You got Denver.
They got a guy. They got a guy.
Yeah. And like I said, I remember last year in the press box at a UM game, there's Alonzo Highsmith. Talking to him, and he goes, I know one thing. We got the guy. We got the guy we need.
Yeah. And now we got to build around it. Yeah. We got to fix the offensive line. They drafted a tackle in the first round. It's just I just sit here frustrated with what are we doing going forward. And everybody asked me. Guys looked at me before I got to the car, and they're all frustrated on what they just saw and how we collapsed in the second half. And I said, I don't know what to say, man. There's no reason for me to say anything because I'm disappointed like you are. For the fans who are out there, you know, early game and they're barbecuing out in the parking lot to make a day out of it with their family and friends. But you got to figure out what you can do with Mike. Is Champ Kelly going to be the full-time general manager? Are we going to do this combination? How much you read into, by the way, ESPN now, who is now running NFL Network, and NFL Network's owned by the owners. So how are we reading into these little reports? So now they're saying Mike McDaniel's job is in question. They haven't made a final decision. But before that, somebody came out, and then everybody reported it. Yeah, Mike's safe after he benched Tua.
I have no idea how to read any of this. You know what? And situations like this, you got to say what you know. I don't know what's going on this subject inside the Dolphins.
Yeah. There's no reason to do a conspiracy theory. I don't know either. I have no idea.
And you know what? I don't think they know either. The reports coming out, these are leaked, purposely placed reports, you know, before a game.
You think this stuff comes from the team?
Yes,
when they come
absolutely.
Out with the certain
for instance,
characters.
I don't know. The NFL Network they are the outlet for the NFL teams. And yes, they're when they
so
come
you're
out,
saying like Ann picks the phone up and goes, hey,
yes,
guys, this
yes.
is
somebody
we want
in
to
the
give
somebody
up.
In the team
right.
purposely talks to these guys and say, here's what
yeah.
on Sunday before the game and say
we're one of the 32 partners.
We expect yeah. Mike to be back. And so and the point being they're setting it up like when they said Mike will be back the rest of the year. That calmed the waters over all the reports that'll be fired during the season.
Can I just say this about the other issue that's been around for a long time? It's not just we haven't won a playoff game for 25 years. We haven't had a starting franchise quarterback for 25 years.
They're tied together.
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
Is there a chance, as of right now, we're picking 7th, 8th, 9th in that area? If you buy in, and again, I don't know, and I'm not telling a team ever, never have told them who they need to take if they have a chance to get it. But if Mendoza and Moore from Indiana and Oregon are what everybody says they are, or even Ty Simpson in Alabama decides to come out, and everybody's going, man, this kid's got stupid talent. If we have to jump up a little bit, I would love us to just go all in on we got our guy. We've had everybody evaluate him. We got the Dan Marino stamp of approval. All those things that, to me, should be important to go up and get a guy and go, folks, we're 0 for a couple here on first-round picks, but we think we got our guy. You got to keep doing this.
I just don't think they have the ammunition to go up. Look at right now, the Raiders and Giants are playing this week for the number one pick in the draft. Okay, if the Giants get it, you'd assume they trade it if they really like Jackson Dart, although he was, what, 1-6 in the first half last. So I have
I
no idea where
he's
they stand.
He's a first-round pick. I think they're still high on him, but they're going to change his
But the Raiders need a quarterback.
Yes, they
the
do.
Jets need a quarterback. Arizona needs a quarterback. Right now they're all above the Dolphins, and they will be. They'll end up above the Dolphins. They have to. And so it's going to take a lot to trade up, is I guess
all
what I'm
I know
saying.
Is Buffalo jumped over the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
And they jumped over Arizona, and they got the guy they wanted. And some people got on him, ha, ha, you took the guy from Wyoming, completes 55% of his passes. What a joke.
You know, I was talking to the
took Josh Allen.
Bill's the assistant GM who used to be here this year when at a UM game. He was scouting, and he said what they did was they – charted every pass he took in Wyoming and realized he had more drops than anybody else in the college football yeah. that year.
And they, so, the joke was he had a lot of school teachers running routes for him. He didn't have any NFL
yeah,
guys.
So,
guys are going to have jobs.
But they jumped the Dolphins because the Dolphins decided they didn't like Josh Allen. That's the larger point there. And the word from Mike Tannenbaum, I talked to him, was accuracy. He's just not accurate, and that's the one thing you can't improve.
I never heard Mike come clean on that on TV.
Well, I don't know if he has or not on TV. But
I heard him say, like, Justin Herbert a lot.
I heard him say, I would take
clear.
Justin.
He like Justin was, Herbert. He goes, I don't know why they took Tua, Justin yeah, Herbert. I did hear that.
I think the phrase he used was franchise malpractice, or maybe that was Rex Ryan. One of the two. If they take Tua, it's franchise malpractice.
I'm all right if you feel that way one way, but I also want to know if you're wrong about something. And nobody ever seems to be wrong about anything. You ever notice that? I'm going, hey, man, I got to be honest. I'm the one that said, we're not taking this guy. He can't play. And, man, was I wrong. When's the last time you heard that? That doesn't happen.
Well, I would like to guys
hear, just
I'd like to hear. You know what? I would like to hear
it
from this organization on two. I think they need to come clean. Talk about what happened. If not publicly, certainly amongst themselves to figure out where they went wrong, not only in drafting him, but in giving them the contract. Why did this go wrong? You just can't have this repeating
there
itself.
There is no chance people involved will ever come clean on that from top to bottom.
Well, I think they'll all say it was Chris's fault at this point.
Yeah, and he's gone.
And he
but
is,
it can't just be him.
No, because that's just not his personality to say, I'm going to hold the line on Tua. No matter what anybody else says, we're drafting him. No.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. There are a lot of things through the years, Dave, if we could sit down and go, hey, do you mind if we go back and a little history lesson? We'd like to ask you a few questions, things people really like to know.
Maybe if they said,
then they get everybody gets mad when you guys are saying that stuff. That's not true. Well, tell us what's true. Tell us what's true. If oh, you guys just making stuff up. Well, we did something wrong, so you tell us. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinels with us. You got a deep dive with Chris Perkins today.
We do. Coming up at noon.
You guys going to go through the whole thing?
We're gonna,
what are you hitting hard today?
We're going to all the stuff we're hitting here right now, we're going to hit again. So, you know, all the Tua.
Perks made it very clear he wants head coach out of here.
Yeah, he was the first one really that I believe to say, okay,
Perks
it's
said
time.
There's no reason to take two out of three. Go for the hat trick.
I think he's right. If you clean slate, it's the easiest, the best, the most simplest way to do so you don't get staggered timelines.
All right, Dave. That's all right. Dave's done with the coach. Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to talk about their sports medicine program. You're the best, Dave.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
-1.
Bunch of lollygaggers, dude.
-1.
We are on time. The music's still playing.
That's because the music is playing for the last minute.
Yeah, I've been giving everyone a concert.
We're helping Marcos and his new single.
Yes.
That's only been out for about
2 years.
6 months.
You got
something.
It. Still a hit. Still a hit.
So, man, did you see that game last night?
Which one?
Crazy. Yeah. The 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Brock Purdy.
First of all, I could not believe they scored that many points. Now, I'm talking about between both of them.
F you, yeah. Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Why you don't like Brock Purdy?
Because he's the reason why I'm not in the fantasy football championship.
Oh, so you were playing in the semifinals and you playing against Brock Purdy?
I had a 24-point lead.
And the only person left was Brock Purdy.
And I had Jonathan Taylor.
Oh. And how many points? He had four touchdowns, right? Or five? Five touchdowns.
I needed him just to score four. I lost by 6 points.
Oh, man. So he had a million points, huh?
Him and Nacua, and the guy had Nacua, the guy that I lost to. He had Nacua and
Purdy.
So you know what sucks? When you start your week and you see that Nacua dropped 46, and then you end the week and you see that Brock Purdy dropped 41. Those are the two guys that beat you.
Ugh.
Good season, though, team. Good season. Better luck next year.
Yeah, I was first place in the Odyssey regular season all year, just to lose in the first round to Jimmy.
Ah,
really?
What a life.
To Jimmy.
Hey, so basically you're the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, winning out.
All right.
Your boy.
Who?
Me.
Yeah. Hey, if John Harbaugh is available, Leroy.
Huh?
Marcos.
If Harbaugh is available.
J-Fig.
John?
John. Yeah. Well, I mean, not Jim. Jim's winning. If John is available.
And here's the difference between handling and hiring a veteran coach versus hiring a new coach. When you hire a veteran coach, there's certain power that you have to relinquish to him that I don't know that people that have your ear are going to be willing to give up. You understand what I'm saying? So, for example, you could never bring John Harbaugh here when Chris Greer was here, because that means he's going to get a lot of Chris Greer's power. And why would Chris Greer do that? So you have a lot of that going on. So depending on the structure of how you're going to – who's going to have the power, that determines who you can bring in. And it has – before you even go out and get a coach, you have to determine that portion of it, whether the new guy is going to be the GM or he's going to be a player personnel guy that you pay like a GM because the coach is going to technically be the GM. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be just that. That's why you notice a lot of GMs don't bring in old coaches. And when you do bring in an old coach, you really don't even know who the GM is. Think about all the older hires. Who's the GM with the Chargers? Right?
No clue.
There's just certain coaches that come in that demand that power, so that if they go out, they're going out on their terms. And because they have that cachet, they can do that. A new coach can't. So when you have Mike McDaniel come in, he may have a say-so, but Chris Greer has the power. So if you want John Harbaugh or Chucky or, you know, some of these older coaches that had success a long time ago, John Gruden, they had a winning record since 2001.
Woo!
But y'all want him a head coach. So
not good.
Think about the power you have to give up. Because first of all, if you get somebody like John Gruden or John Harbaugh, how much do you think he's going to cost you a year? 10 plus. So, like, are you sure you're ready to do that? I don't know if I would, like, even if John Gruden was a viable option, I don't know if I would hire somebody who's been out away from the game for that long. John Harbaugh is a different situation. He has grown and adjusted as the game has.
Here's a question.
Sure.
With Gruden.
Yeah.
That man didn't win when he came back to the Raiders.
He did not. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Like, what's you say? Oh, he's who's successful? How's he successful? He ain't been successful in 2001. His success. Wait, Vlad.
He hasn't been successful. Wait,
Vlad.
The last time he was successful was with Tony Dungy players.
Vlad. Here's the amazing thing. Dolphins fans, I saw that Dade South. Damn you.
point for you, YouTuber.
So here's the deal. Dolphins fans complain about and complain to me all the time. You know, especially me. We've been patient for 25 years. We ain't won a playoff game in 25 years. So let's go hire a coach that hasn't had success in the same amount of time. His last success was last time you won a playoff game. But that's who you want? And you justify that? With the way you've been talking about waiting 25 years for a win? So, okay, you just want something new. I would say, if it's not somebody like John Harbaugh, okay, then you're going to end up with another new coach. You're going to end up with another, you know, like coordinator. I just think that. Now, sometimes what's unfortunate for an organization is you are always opposite the cycle, right? So when a whole bunch of excellent options are available, you just hired a coach the year before, right? When you pick a quarterback, the next year have five quarterbacks that end up damn near being Hall of Famers.
Point for Toby.
What'd he do?
What'd he say?
Frosty the Toe Man.
Okay.
So let me ask you. Hold on. I can't understand why this guy is chiming in in mic drop moments but didn't have time to do the show.
Well, he's a rap bastard.
That was Tobin?
Yeah. Yes. Of course it was. And then, look.
Dade South, who's been on fire today. Let it show, let it show.
Wait, you can't sing that with you walking around in your socks because your toe hurt.
I got my shoe back on.
What is Tobin doing?
Let It Toe by Boys to Men.
You guys hear Louis Roy's musical number in Frozen?
Let It Toe?
Did you guys see that DK Metcalf?
I saw it.
Suspended two games without
pay. He got suspended two games. And one of the things that I understand why they did it, but here's what I would say about that. Why do we make the assumption, and we do this with athletes, right? You should know better. They always say about the athletes. I turn on the TV, and the people that have more responsibility for what's going on in this country, right? We don't say they should know better.
No.
And it's amazing. I guess my problem is, why are athletes always low-hanging fruit, right? To all the things that go wrong, to all of the – is you can mess with that. You won't mess with the people who are directly responsible for your future.
And don't tell me that.
But you will turn on the TV and mess with – and here's the other thing. Why isn't that guy have anything to do with it for having that situation? Because guess what? I have a big problem with this.
Yeah.
If you say something that you wouldn't say to a man on the street, or if that same man was on the street and you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't walk up to him and say some of the things you're saying, you deserve to be knocked out.
Which he wasn't knocked out.
Because DK Metcalf is a man first, then a football player.
Yeah.
Stop making him a football player and then a man.
And I hate that. I hate that. And then they say, oh, you're making so much. Don't put the money.
They ain't got nothing to do with money. Look around. Look around the world. Some of your richest people are your jackasses. But, again, athletes are low-hanging fruit, right? Everybody can sit behind their mic, can sit up in the stands and comment on athletes and what they should do. And to be honest with you, all athletes are neutered. You can't respond.
And Jukebox is right. Stadium not banning dude for start. Basically, if this guy did it the last time,
right?
DK Metcalf was
right. This is not the first time,
right? So
he's going at it.
So I'm gonna go at the Lions security, and I'm gonna go at the NFL security. Because guess what? You're allowed. Don't tell. There's just things you can't say to another person and act like there's not gonna be a response.
Right, but that's just it, Vlad. That's the thing that everybody's trying to protect their interest while leaving the athlete out to dry. Like, he has no, like, there's certain things people say to you and do to you that if they did that on the street, it would have been go time.
Like somebody says, man making millions and millions, toughen up, bro, sticks and stones. No, no.
Money got, listen, what you do is not who you are. Stop making it, he making a bunch of money, so he should behave. Turn on the damn TV. Speaking to anybody that say that, turn on the damn TV and look at all the people making all the money. Shouldn't they know better?
Speaking of the money, he's going to forfeit $555,000.
Hey, one fish,
for two
toe
games.
Fish, three fish. That's just bad. What are we doing? Jennifer, a little, you laugh to yourself.
I'm not you, the you only laugh. One in the
you,
room.
You laugh, to yourself. Giggle.
I
you ain't got to bust out loud. That wasn't a loud, that was a loud ass chuckle.
I don't really like this. Do you want me to be mute?
I didn't want to say anything, but Jay Fake texted me on the side while you were talking and was like, I bet nobody went toe to toe with Leroy. And I was like, too much, Figgy, please.
Show the receipts. Show the receipts.
But I'm just,
throwing me out there. Like
I'm
that.
Just saying, listen, yeah. I understand that DK Metcalf probably should have, you know,
not.
Shouldn't have went too far, right? Leroy pulling the race. I never said nothing about race.
What?
What are you talking about? When did I mention race?
I don't think you did.
You idiot.
Me?
No.
Heard.
I mean, again, Joe Lewis, whatever. When did I say race?
What the hell does M3B mean?
I don't know.
Men in Black 3. the suspension would also void $45 million in future guaranteed money. According to his contract.
Well, because they could get out of it is what they're saying. But here's the problem. That guy almost follows DK Metcalf around.
Yeah. That's
to heckle him.
Is that not harassment?
It doesn't matter. But I just like I'm like, you know what? It bothers me to no end that people will see something an athlete does. Most of the time they're really young men. I'm gonna say, listen. I wasn't what I am today, 30 years ago. I might have been a little childish. I might have carried things, took things personally that I don't now. Glad, stop it.
Exactly.
Yo, Daysoff is on fire right now.
No, I don't.
He
but
is
I don't.
Steph Curry right now.
Total recall.
He is Steph Curry
so,
right now.
So anyway,
YouTuber.
Like, but. We didn't have the coverage that we had back then. And keep in mind, athletes, a lot of what drives them is the negative stuff, right? And people yelling at you or whatever, that never bothered me. It doesn't bother me because I look at those people as being weak. Like, oh, you have to yell that because, you know. But everybody's not like that. And in today's world, where you could get canceled for saying some of the same crap that dude supposedly said to DK Metcalf, but we expect DK Metcalf, because of the amount of money he makes, not because of the person he is, the amount of money he makes, to have a cooler head. Just because you buy a ticket don't make you exempt.
You know what I would do, right, Leroy?
What?
On my off day.
Go find him.
If you have an occupation, I'm going to your job.
Right.
And I'm going to harass you the same way you harass me. In front of your coworkers.
Right.
In front of all your people.
Right.
And if that caused a commotion and that caused a disturbance in your job and you get punished for it, then you understand what your actions did, because that's the only way. Because it's easy for them to do all of that. They know they're not going to be called out, you know? They're not going to be called out. If they get interviewed, they might think, oh, this is my little 15 minutes of fame and everything like that.
That's how they look at it. They think they can do things that have no ramifications, right? Like, you can just do or say whatever you want. I'm just amazed at, and I'm going to say this as a general comment. I'm not speaking about any one person or anybody on the chat or whatever. I can't believe how stupid humans are. because you will call out an athlete and call him and say he should know better, he should this and he should that. Yet the people running your country, the people that are more responsible for your well-being, you sit on your hands. Shame. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic that I would expect a 60 or 50 or 60-year-old man running the country to have, I would expect him to know more than DK Metcalf. Not taking anything away from DK Metcalf. But I'm saying, like, you know what? You play a sport that's really emotional, and you got a guy heckling you that travels around to heckle you. Could be a situation. I'm just saying, right? Like, he's going to pay the penalty, and that's fine. But, like, to expect more out of DK, to anybody who will come on the radio or TV and say DK Metcalf should know better, turn on the news channel. Turn on a news channel. And I want you to have that same energy to whoever. But have that same energy to the people that are most responsible for your future. Not an athlete. I ain't responsible for your future. But the people that are, you sit on your hands. Cowards. I think you're all cowards. You want to know the truth? You're cowards.
DK plans on appealing, of course, and hopefully, because that $45 million.
That's $45 million.
That's guaranteed money.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Let's get this out of the way. Philip Rivers or Tua Tagovailoa as your starting quarterback next year?
How about this one? Because I saw this on social media. Tua for Kyler Murray.
Straight up.
Would you do the deal?
Straight up.
Yes.
Are they the same quarterback, though? Are they the same quarterback?
Yes.
No.
We're switching out chick beans for chickpeas. It is what it is.
No.
Kyler say Murray, Kyler's more mobile.
Kyler, at the very least, can get out of the pocket. Kyler can create when things don't go his way. I'm not telling you I know everything about Kyler Murray. I know he's short. I know he's fragile as well. He's missed time. Like, I realize some of the concerns, but you're telling me that you wouldn't have a quarterback who at the very least can get out of the pocket in McDaniel's system and the RPO is an actual threat against defenses? I mean, I think at this point, you have to take Kyler Murray for sure.
Is his contract similar to Tua's? It's got to be, right?
It's just like Tua's. It's the same nonsense. Yeah. They overpaid him in Arizona.
Yeah. I take him.
I think there's the potential that those two teams could trade quarterbacks.
And so what Solana said, I don't agree with you. I don't disagree with you, Solana. Sorry. I agree. He is physically more capable than Tua of his running ability, but he is Tua Tagovailoa with legs. They're not going to take you anywhere far. They're not going to take you to a playoff win. They're going to have good games. They're going to have terrible games. They're the same person.
Remember, Tua couldn't see over the linemen. Imagine it's Kyler Murray back there.
Oh, he'll need a stepladder.
Your updated Super Bowl odds, by the way, Rams still the favorite at +425. These are the updated Super Bowl odds on the Hard Rock Bet app. The Seahawks still second at +575, and the Buffalo Bills +850.
Somebody on the chat says Kyler is on the screen with Jimmy. He does look a little bit like the gingerbread man, Kyler Murray. Let's talk a little sports. We were talking, would you make the trade Kyler Murray for Tua Tagovailoa?
I mean, sure, because I think if Kyler is healthy, he at least gives you the threat of using his legs. I think that for both guys, we've kind of realized, all right, like maybe they're starters in this league, but probably not much more than that. The tiebreaker here is obviously, as Solana said in the last segment, that Kyler's got the threat of his legs, and that's something that this offense has not had at all under Mike McDaniel outside of the Tyler Huntley experience at the end of last season. So in that sense, yeah, because you're not really tying yourself long-term to Kyler either. I don't know the specifics of the contract, but I would imagine there is an out there. The Dolphins are not going to be a good football team next year. With their cap situation and the guys they're going to have to get rid of to manage that cap situation, it's just 26 is a wash. Maybe they surprise everybody, but like 26.
There's no scenario that you can come up with in your head where they're able to get a quality quarterback. Like, because we were asking, we were asking ourselves the question yesterday, weren't we, Crowder? Where it was like, is there a scenario with a new coach and a new quarterback where this roster as currently constructed could be a 10 or 11 win team?
But the problem is that the guys that they're going to have to restructure or move on from, you're talking about like Bradley Chubb and Minkah Fitzpatrick and some of these guys that are their better players. Like, they're not going to get rid of Devon Achane. I can't see them getting rid of like Jordan Brooks, but some of these more inflated contracts, yeah, like those guys might not be here next season. But, you know, I wonder, because I was thinking about it when he came in against the Bears the other night, Malik Willis, he's a free agent. I wonder what that contract looks like for him in this offseason, because I think that there's going to be a team out there that will sign him to be a starter. And if I'm the Dolphins and I can make that work, that might be someone I kick the tires on. Been with Matt LaFleur for a couple of years. I don't know what's going to happen with Mike McDaniel, but there are some general similarities between the two systems that are both McDaniel and LaFleur are from the same tree, obviously. And so I wonder if that's someone the Dolphins kick the tires on, or do they just say, all right, 26 is lost, and Quinn Ewers, maybe he showed enough in these last three games where they roll in the next year and he's competing for the starting job, and they view next year as a transitional year anyways, where they can finally reset for 2027 with cap space and picks and all of that. Maybe that's their plan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.